Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. More information is being revealed about a woman found shot dead in her bedroom in Mayfair on Thursday night. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains.
25-year-old Lexis Bryce was found dead inside her bedroom with a gunshot wound to her neck around 7 o'clock Thursday night. But detectives say they believe the young foster mother may have been dead for up to 9 hours. Homicide Captain Jason Smith says it looks like the back door was forced open and the woman's bedroom headboard was knocked out of place.
People are under the impression that it's automatically a domestic. That may not be the case. We're not sure. It could be a domestic. It could also be a home invasion. We do have forced to the rear of the property.
The children, ages 13, 6, and 3 months, weren't home at the time. He says two guns, which were stored in a lockbox, were gone, as was the lockbox.
We're still trying to figure out exactly what may or may not have been taken, in addition to possibly the two firearms.
Bryce had worked two jobs as a home health aide and school bus driver to make ends meet. Meanwhile, in Bucks County, former Republican Congressman Mike Fitzpatrick was laid to rest on Friday. The 56-year-old died earlier this week after a long battle with melanoma. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert was at the service.
The homily was given by Father Thomas Moore Garrett, who worked for then-Congressman Mike Fitzpatrick before becoming a priest. Father Garrett says the last time he spoke with Fitzpatrick, he asked him how he wanted to be remembered. He says Fitzpatrick told him, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace." Father Garrett says that reminds him of the phrase, "Life is a journey." He says if that's the case, Fitzpatrick tried to flatten as many bumps on the road for as many people for as long as he could to make the passage through this life a little more peaceful.
Fitzpatrick was hailed for making and keeping a commitment to helping others. Meanwhile, students at two Philadelphia elementary schools that were closed due to asbestos will be back in the classroom this coming week. KYW's Mike Doherty has this update.
Philadelphia school district officials say the process of removing the asbestos is just about complete, and both schools will soon be safe to re-enter. Some final tests are being conducted over the weekend just to make sure. Classes will resume at Carnell Elementary on Monday, January 13th, and McClure Elementary will open its doors to students and staff on Wednesday, the 15th, as long as there are no setbacks. Pre-K classes at McClure will be delayed another week and are expected to resume on Tuesday, the 21st. Before winter break, both schools were shut down when officials discovered damage to pipe insulation that contained asbestos.
Results from the air quality test will be posted on the school district website, and parents are encouraged to check it out for the most updated information. And for 30 years, one short town has taken used Christmas trees and put them to work on the beach. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has more on this successful tree recycling program.
In Brigantine, anyone who drops off their used tree with Public Works Director John Doring on a lot at 36th and Bayshore can rest assured it'll be put to good use, protecting and replenishing sand dunes, naturally. Think snow fence, and you get the idea.
We do it at the base of the dune. So when the wind blows and it blows the sand up the dune, the trees catch the sand and they get covered.
They'll take trees through the end of the month and have about 1,000 donated so far. Doring says the numbers vary year to year. They might be a little lower this year, though. He's heard more people went artificial.
Now, the idea has been copied at Island Beach State Park as well. Brigantine will continue to accept used Christmas trees through the end of the month. And will Wawa customers go for a drive-through window? KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports a new outlet in Center City will answer that question.
This is a big day for Wawa.
The chain's real estate manager, Dave Schaller, helped open the new store at 16th and Ranstead Streets. Center City Wawa's used to be novelties. Now there are half a dozen within blocks of City Hall. But Schaller says this one, with its relatively tiny footprint, is different.
We're excited to test this new concept. This is a new concept for us, and the innovations unique to this store, like our pickup window out front for mobile and online orders.
That's right. Customers don't even have to enter the store. The opening was also an occasion for Mayor Kenney to announce the chain's continued sponsorship of the 4th of July celebration until 2024.
However, we hope they'll continue to host this event for many more years to come.
Wawa also gave $25,000 to kickstart PHL Cares, a new campaign to end homelessness, something at Center City stores have had issues with for years. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.